Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, isn't the policy in Maine that when you test positive, they put you down?
They're not in Maine. Oh, yes, they were in Maine. Yeah, they were in Maine.
They put you down, don't they? They just put them down.
No,
like a sick horse.
They kick them
yes,
off.
Yes, that's right. You're put to sleep.
That's right.
Like a dog. That's what it is.
They move you to the hospice next to Hannaford's.
That's right. That's what it is.
No one else is exposed to the virus except this one family.
And the housekeeper.
You know what I mean? That no one else cares.
The
you know?
Housekeeper?
You do have a more cavalier outlook on it, though. Like
you are bad. What does that mean? What do you mean cavalier?
You left the warm bosom of Maine because you hate cold weather and you hate your family. That's literally like you left them for a COVID infestation.
Oscar, weather had nothing to do with it, and you know that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Madeline Maciel.
So creepy.
I love it.
Happy birthday to you. Maddie's
Yay!
Birthday.
Our fabulous
happy
video guruess, Maddie Masiello. Yes, it was.
How many years?
She's been with us for 25 years.
It was 25 years ago today when Tony and your mom, Marie,
Kate,
welcomed Bouncing Madeline. 12 pounds, 3 ounces.
Big baby.
Bundle of joy, and it was truly, truly special. Of course, immediately the people at the petting zoo said, "Get that goat over here. We need to name it just like Madeline." That's wonderful.
The bitey goat.
Yes. Maddie Masiello, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, guys.
Woo! Yay. And you're not 25.
24.
24. Close. Very close.
Yeah,
well,
close.
Why did you say 20?
Because
then why did you do that?
I guessed.
Dummy.
And then I was trying to make it like.
You were wrong.
I was trying to say that she's been with the show for 25 years.
No, you weren't. You
yes,
told
I was.
Me it was 25.
No.
Come on.
Should
we just have it?
What?
We could rewind the tape and what you said, 25.
I said she's been with us 25 years. And I meant that with the show as a joke.
I don't like siding with Rob. It hurts me. A piece of me dies.
Oh no!
Yes.
Did I get it wrong?
You got it. Well, no. If that's what you're referring to as 25.
Yes.
You meant 24 today.
Yes.
Maddie.
Yes.
Yes. That is correct.
24. Oh my God.
Oh, to be 24
Can
again.
Can you imagine? And to be
Man.
As like well accomplished at 24.
Yeah, have the whole world
oh,
ahead of you.
Responsible.
Woo. Wow. I mean, Maddie, I'm so much older than you are. It's just terrifying. It really is. So how are you celebrating your birthday today? Anything big planned?
Nothing crazy. I had a New York City trip planned with some friends for a while, but naturally that had to get canceled.
Naturally.
So nothing crazy. I told John I just want to come home to a clean apartment and a nice dinner. So
that is
that's
a bar.
What 24
Maddie,
looks like.
As you get older, you will learn to raise that bar.
Yeah.
Raise that bar for young Johnny.
I think you're probably going to get the dinner. I don't know about the apartment.
Yeah, if I had to guess, it's that one.
Yeah, the dinner will be nice. And then you'll do dishes. Birthday dishes.
Awesome.
Clean the house, Johnny.
Yep.
Johnny.
Is Johnny at home most days, all day?
Yes. Yeah, he does online school, so he just does it from home.
Online school.
But
like Mac used to
do. But it's a real school. It's not like he's, trying to find a new craft to work on.
Right. Well, that I know of.
Yeah.
Like a Warcraft?
That's exciting. That's very, very exciting.
Very.
Do you think there'll be any surprises in store for you when you get home? Well, is he that kind of guy?
Not really. I don't know what he's making. He wanted to keep that a surprise.
Well, that's sweet. That so means that'll he cares be fun.
But I saw there's like a celery root in our fridge. I'm thrown off. I don't know what it could be.
Oh, so Johnny is good in the kitchen.
Though. Oh yeah, no, he's great. And I when I was
that's
home,
great. That's wonderful to hear.
My
that.
Parents
that's
got cool. us a like a Dutch oven for my birthday, so oh, I know sweet. That
Look
will
out.
Be involved. So we'll see how it goes.
What do you make with a Dutch oven? No joke. No
like
jokes.
Stews,
you make other
I think.
People uncomfortable when you pull the covers over their head.
They say that's why Ernest Borgnine divorced Ethel Merman.
I didn't know that. Thank you, Rob.
Is that really true?
Yeah. That's a rumor what, in Hollywood. She,
that Ethel would?
No. Ernest would. And Ethel well,
So wait, but hold on. Now think of what you said right there. You said, that's why Ernest divorced Ethel. It would be why Ethel divorced Ernest, wouldn't
oh, yeah,
it?
I suppose I used the wrong verb there. But they parted because she didn't care for his habit of doing
flatulence?
That. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And was it just the flatulence or was it the lifting of the covers and...
I heard... hearsay that it was the lifting in the covers and the trapping of the gaseous.
Well, who says this? Just cite your source.
It was Hollywood Babylon, the book.
You know, if that was a criteria for marriages breaking up, I would have, Carl and I would have been dead in the water on both sides. Oh. Many, many, many years ago.
Equal opportunity, ago. You say.
Mike, here
oh,
are some
it's totally
things,
equal opportunity.
Here are some
you
things you can make
it.
With celery
True
root.
True love.
Maddie, you can prepare yourself for possibly... a winter salad with endive or endive, roasted celery root chips, a hearty winter soup, escarole salad, a celery
okay,
root
so
galette.
It doesn't sound like celery root has anything that,
no.
that would be a special birthday dinner.
No. Celery root puree for sear roasted fish. Ooh, celery root mash. Yeah.
This is when we'd have an intern. We could have an intern like at the beginning of the show run out and get a cake. What is your preferred cake? Maddie, what do you like? Do you like my wife is very specific. She likes the cheap sheet cakes that you get from box stores, like the white cake with the
party
buttercream.
Yeah.
Well, there's one from Wegmans actually, Rob's favorite store, but it's a marble cake,
Ooh.
And then with like chocolate buttercream in the inside, and then
Damn.
Vanilla buttercream outside.
Tony, how fast do you get to Wegmans and back? What's Fairfax for you?
Friday show.
No, he's not
nothing
on
back. Nothing
Mike.
Back.
No,
I thought we talked to him about
why
that.
Why be ready? Anyway,
why all that conversation, Pony? Why all that pep talk? And then we got nothing for you. Let's stop
is
going
he,
to him.
Remember? Maddie, is Pony not connected today? Is that what it is?
I see him trying to talk with a lot of urgency.
Does he not know how to unmute himself? Is that the case? Let me look.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Too late.
What?
It's too late.
Are you there,
Pony?
I'm right here.
No, you're not right here. Right here would have been when we went to you the first time.
Yeah, so.
I was right
the
here
time.
The first time.
Okay, but
was I? Well,
did I not, Rob?
Rob, there.
Did I not speak Rob. Directly to him?
You did, and I did not have his pot on, so that's on me.
Oh,
okay.
My right. apologies.
It's always the both. The common thread is either Rob or Pony now.
And then Oscar messing up a sentence. It's a very common thread. It
He's
always
like,
is
on a board. We're good.
You know
oh,
what?
Yeah, you're dazzling on the board, Oscar.
I forget. All right, stop. If you were a little less quick with the witticisms, a little more running the board with the volume up, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
You
damn
know,
it.
You're right.
I'm just trying to figure this show out right now, and we're trying to have a special happy moment.
Yeah, don't ruin it
no
for Maddie.
No fighting on my birthday, guys.
All right. Did that fighting. Count as a rave? Do I have to put money in the jar?
No.
All right. Hey, so Maddie, did you celebrate your birthday when you were back home for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't, again, couldn't see any friends. So it's just been a weird year. I, at the beginning of this, was like, my birthday won't be affected. I'm in December. But oh, well. But yeah, my parents, I mean, we had a nice dinner. My like dad just grilled steaks. We all hung out.
Was the
nice.
Parade smaller this year?
It was a lot smaller. Yeah, I missed it.
Not shoulder to shoulder, virtual parade.
Do you have any memories from when you were a child having the famous father that you did? I'm sorry that it always gets to Tony Masiello. Do
He's
you have any memories
man.
Of like reporters being at the birthday party, like a Mommy
no.
Dearest kind of birthday party? Or anything like that?
No, I don't think we got anything special for our birthdays. I could be like repressing some memories that I just can't recall, but no, I don't think so.
I know what Mike all is right. envisioning is that the all the Masiello girls and Kate and Tony are seated in front of a microphone and the radio reporter is there for her birthday to come. cover her birthday?
Exactly. Yeah, and there's like a merry-go-round in the backyard.
Yeah.
I love you, Katie.
A real one. Special. A real one.
Yes.
Well, you've been a wonderful asset to our family here,
and
we wish you the very best birthday, and to your slacker boyfriend, John. You know, Maddie, but he's not exclusive. I'm around these guys. I know what they're all about. It's generational. I understand how it is.
When you said he wasn't exclusive, I thought he might, you know. I didn't know what you meant.
What I'm saying is it's not an exclusive trait.
Oh, understood.
In these millennials that they're perfectly content to you got to remind.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remind. As a matter of fact, you know, really if I was more plugged into your life, Maddie, I might put a call or a text into Johnny right now. Say get your ass off of the couch. Decorate the house, put a happy birthday up there, and make it special. Everybody wants to have a special day on their birthday.
It's true.
I think there might be exceptions to the rule, but I think really a lot of people want to have special
days.
Even
people that say don't make a fuss, I think it is a passive aggressive way to say please make a fuss.
I think you might be right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might be right. And, did you send her an online greeting among all your online greetings today, Rob? Would say yay for Maddie?
No, actually, she did not get a copy and paste. She got a genuine birthday greeting
today.
Nice. I did.
That's more than any of I'll have to check. She hasn't checked it yet.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Keep hitting
happy
refresh.
Birthday, Maddie.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, so I want to get something off of my chest, and I want to make it clear that I think we've all been doing a lot of thinking during this COVID era, and we've certainly done a lot of fighting politically in this country. We, between what's going on right now with the toddler in chief not wanting to leave the White House. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about our priorities being slightly out of whack. When they cured polio, Jonas Salk was the man who was responsible for it. And he was really, for the rest of his life, considered a national hero. He was revered. We have in this country right now brilliant scientists and people that have put together with Pfizer, and is it Biogen or Biotech? It's Biogen, I think it is.
Biogen.
Have put together in an absolutely astronomical amount of time a vaccine that was approved by the United Kingdom, will be approved by the United States, and will be beginning actual vaccinations probably at the very latest in the United States at the beginning of the year, and maybe even sooner than that. I just feel with all the attention that we give to the people that are behaving badly, we need to, this is a plea to the people at Pfizer, and to have the ticker tape parade, put the people in front of a microphone. Can we please
celebrate?
Bring out the team of people. I think we have to take a moment and pause. I think we are so obsessed with things that we should not be obsessing over that we forget how incredible these minds are that did this on a fast track, and how lucky we are as a society. God forbid anybody you know or is close to you gets sick or has gotten sick during this. If you are, and there certainly are, well over a quarter of a million Americans that have died because of this virus, but we are on the precipice of what I really think will be one of the great medical breakthroughs in our time. And we just don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. The only way we look at, I might want to get the stock price. I want to get the stock, the stock. Shut up. Can we get out of our own way and our own heads and our own lives and give some credit where credit is due? I want names, Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
When this thing, and look, I'm aware that they've had the trials, that there may be some side effects, but not in everybody. But they're talking about 95.5% efficacy for this virus, and we are sitting on our hands and worrying about some asshole deciding that he doesn't want to leave the White House? This is truly a time, forget all of that. Forget Biden, forget Trump, forget the election in Georgia. Think about what we have in this country, in the United States of America. If you didn't think that this was the greatest country in the world, think about the fact that we have people that go to work every day and they don't flap their gums doing a podcast. They don't put up drywall. They go to work in laboratories with microscopes and brilliant brains, and they create something that is going to save us from this horrible pandemic. It's going to save us. And we don't give a poop about it. I am stunned. The only way we look at it is like, when am I going to get it? That's all we're talking about, when we should be having presidential medals of freedom given them out by the handful to these people that did it. I want names. I want a TV show. I want an Academy Award. I want a red carpet. I want the Kardashians to sit down, and I want to put the people that study in school on display and let our people know and let our children know how incredible these human beings are, because they exercise their brains. They worked their asses off. They took a God-given gift of brilliance and they enhanced it by study and working. And we just don't care as a society anymore. We talk about masks. I don't want to go. You know, forget the dummies. Throw the dummies away and just focus on the brilliance that we have. It's right here in our backyards that we have people that created this and are going to do wondrous things with it. I am so, you know, I don't think we have nearly stressed the level of hope that this gives me about where we are. It's so special, and we just need to remember that. And we need to put these people up on a pedestal. I really am so grateful for this, and that this is going to be, you know, this is the end of the movie coming up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is the end of the, and we did it in a year.
9 months.
A year we did this.
And not only that,
we're very, very fortunate to have these kind of people in America.
It's unfortunate that we're so dead inside that we can't see this as a people, and that not only did they do it.
Lost.
Not only did they do this in well under a year, that they overshot the efficacy rate by 40%.
Right. I mean, they wanted 55%. They wanted 50, right around 55%. That was going to be a success.
But they're not even emphasizing the fact that they have made advances in vaccines overall in this research, that they have a new way that they can apply live viruses to the vaccines to make them more effective for all sickness.
I was literally this morning, I spent about an hour surfing the net,
right,
trying to find names, trying to find detail. And every story was, when the trial is going to, the pressure has just been incredible on these people. I want names, man. Yeah, but, I want them all.
But Mike, by default, the scientific community, it's always cautious optimism, because it still needs to be proven out. It's not show business. So I mean, that's propaganda.
But I think we need to make it show business, Oscar.
That would be completely unethical if we come out and say everybody's going to be cured, it's going to be fine.
I'm not talking about everybody. You're getting lost in the weeds, and you're making it into a thing. Don't make it into a f***ing thing.
You
have your own opinion, but you're being a contrarian. I'm saying that make it in. The problem is what we prioritize in the United States. And when the deal, I am not saying that it is a lock, but by God, it's close to a lock. They don't release this. They don't approve this unless the 30,000 people have shown unbelievable results. That's why they've been able to do it faster. I will give you the cautious optimism, but I don't think that we pay nearly enough attention to the people that we need to. All we ever hear is, well, they don't really pay much attention to science. Why do you think that is, that grown people my age and older don't care? Because we don't prioritize it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't prioritize it. We don't, you know, you more than anybody should know that.
Well, no,
you
I spent the first 35 minutes this morning watching CNBC with the CEO, an advisor from Pfizer, a board member, talking about just what you're talking about. the efficacy,
great.
The stages. So I think it's where you consume your news. So maybe I'm coming from a different place because I literally spent this morning someone talking about the vaccine and the stages of how it's going to be released.
And Oscar also just, he didn't even know it, he created the TV show you requested. You want a TV show to replace the Kardashians. What we have now is the Pfizer Advisor.
And it's the Pfizer Advisor.
A reality show.
But once again, the Pfizer Advisor.
Right.
I don't even know. I was trying to get numbers of people. Did you get that when you were watching that? Did you get the numbers of people that have been responsible? And when you say Hollywoodizing it, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the priorities we have, what we get excited about and what we have gotten excited about in the culture of celebrity for as long as I can remember. I just think that we have so many resources. We're such a large country that if we prioritize this and we gave a little more credence to this, it would be good for everybody because you would get more people that have the inclination, that have the talent, that would do it. Now, when you say Hollywoodize, are you saying I'm jumping the gun here? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that it's by nature, that community is until everything is proven out. Like this is all these applications are emergency applications to market.
Right.
So until if on the let's say by March, once it hits the general population, which is going to happen hopefully by the end of the month with the emergency authorization, if they're getting those 95-98% all day, this is probably going to be a ticker tape parade. There's going to be a medal awards of valor, freedom, whatever may be possible for the scientific community, Nobel Peace Prize.
When do you think that's going to happen?
I'm sorry?
When do you think they're going to have a ticker tape parade?
I think once the certain vaccines are actually proven out on a larger scale, because at this point it's still early for everybody.
But I still think that Mike's point is valid that we should be spotlighting individuals or individual teams that make this happen.
And what I'm saying
Listen. Yes. Don't get lost in the weeds as far as what I'm saying. I am perfectly fine with what Oscar's saying, and I agree with it. That when all is said and done, but I still think that the way we think of it now is in terms, and there, look, I agree there should be caution. I still think that what they have given us is what we desperately needed, and that was hope. When the bill comes due on this, and I will grant you that, maybe not right now, but I am so excited for the potential of this. And I think that they are, you were watching the Pfizer representative today.
Yeah.
What is his state of mind? What was his tone?
Former FDA director, and he is pumped, but he is cautiously pumped.
Okay, got
it.
Okay. So be cautiously pumped. Then yes. I will modify what I said to say when the time comes, I think this would be a golden opportunity to reset our culture.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm overstating.
No, I think
I really
right.
don't think I'm 100%. Overstating. To reset our culture to really make the nature of the beast is not, they're probably not in it for that type of thing. That's not what they do. You know, we reward the Steve Jobs and the Bill Gates and the Elon Musks in this world. But I think these people in the medical profession that every day go into laboratories and go into this work,
they don't do it for the money.
They don't do it for the money. They're probably not compensated nearly as much as they should be. Certainly the CEOs of those companies are compensated. But it is such a, you know, right now, can you agree with me that what they've given us is something we desperately needed, which is hope, which is the potential for a light at the end of the tunnel. And the odds are significant.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, will it be 95%? Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be 91%.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be 90%. Maybe there'll be some people that react adversely to the vaccine. But maybe they'll have problems in the delivery with the freezing that they have to do with this vaccine. But it's just a moment where I'm sitting there watching all this crap about the election. This complete drivel. And then in the middle of that, you see this news story pop up that the UK just approved the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And it just fills me with a tremendous amount of optimism and pride and hope. And you're right, jumping the gun. But boy, right now, the fact that they are even doing it is something that I, you know, when it becomes evident, and I have every belief that it will be, that this thing has been a success, I just want these names. I want these people to be recognized. And even, you know, whoever put gave the nod to it. And don't do it to the wrong, don't give it to the wrong people. Give it to the, you know, make sure we give credit where credit is due. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. More that supersedes the goodness, what I'm trying to say right here.
Yes.
And I'm trying, believe it or not, to be happy, even though my philosophy is don't get happy.
Right.
Is to just give the credit where credit is due and just acknowledge what is this triumph of modern science and medicine that I'm proud of. I'm so happy about that. You know, and I think when I saw the story about the UK's, when it really, really got real
I think it's important to note that, especially if you really have taken a deeper dive into the efficacy of these vaccines and how quickly we're getting to it and how cautious these scientists are. And that's just something that interests me regardless of, you know, growing up with an epidemiologist father, is that, yeah, there is absolute hope. I think from a population standpoint, Mike, even this morning, when you hear the word rationing because we just don't have enough of the doses to go on, that's something that I think is a controlled and a thoughtful narrative to the population because...
So you're saying the rationing might be by design?
The rationing has to happen because they don't have enough of the doses made.
Do you think that it's by design that they're rolling this out in a slower way?
I think there's a tempered approach to this because... So let's put it like on macro level. Yes, this is great news. Then you wonder, maybe not you or Rob, but you wonder, well, when am I going to get it? When's my mom going to get it? When's who's going to get it first? So it go and today on the morning show, I think it's called Squawk Box or whatever it may be called on CNBC. The board member from the FDA, from who used to be FDA director for Pfizer, said, "Look, there's different phases. We've tiered out who's going to get this first, but be prepared for rationing through the spring because we don't have enough doses."
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm fine with the guidelines for who's going to get it first. Frontline healthcare workers.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. You know.
But in the
immediately after that, the next priority is people in
homes,
in care facilities.
Yes.
And then a famous Heritage disc jockeys.
I won't tell you what was said
in
our home. But anyway, yes. What?
Heritage disc jockeys at the third tier.
Heritage disc jockeys. This is like
in this me society we all live in and we work in. And if you're looking at the other side of how do we announce, if you just help people like, hey, it's coming, but be patient. It's going
to
take time.
But that goes back to us being broken as a society because, Mike, what have we said for years? How do I get it? You know, that's what they're thinking right now.
What's funny is I hope I'm like the majority of Americans when I saw that news story come out about who's going to get the vaccine, and I said to myself, yeah, absolutely. The healthcare workers, I might have not shown that kind of enthusiasm when they mentioned the long-term care facilities. That's terrible. No, that is terrible. The most vulnerable
Mike,
in society
should get
it first.
Mike, you can fix up an old car, okay?
The most gut, because Lord knows we want to keep them for their 6 to 8 months that they're going to be around. That's important. No, that's terrible. That's horrible. I did not say that. I don't want to make that. This is Oscar's fault. I'm trying to make a positive here. He's getting his ass
that.
All practical on me, and now I ended up saying something terrible about people in assisted living. That is not what I meant to do.
free up all that space in your neighborhood.
Right. I think that you know, we when they're talking about, we'll have a news story. I think we're going to have a news story today about what Fauci said about the future, which is a very bright picture of where we
are.
We're also, you know, when we get through the winter, that's going to have an effect on it as well. I think it is we have gone through a solid year with literally nothing to crow about or get excited about or do. So I'm a little over exuberant
and you should be, but it's also just be noted that in the UK, it's an emergency authorization, just like we're hoping to get here eventually in the US. And
that is simply semantics because the emergency authorization is to fast track it. Isn't that right? I mean, if they applied for a regular vaccine, it would be a much slower process.
Are legendarily slow to move in the UK. I mean, they still don't have fluoride in their water.
And then you take the psychology, Mike, of the younger population who you know, for a good portion, I would say I'm not speaking out of school to say that they think they're bulletproof at this point.
So imagine
being young and knowing, fine, I'll wear my mask once, but never mind. The vaccine's around the corner. I can just live my life.
No, that's wrong.
So you have to take all of that into account as you message to the people that we might have the solution.
As a matter of fact, yeah, you need to be all more right. vigilant now that all the vaccine right, is close, I think.
Okay.
So let's just stay the course.
Mike, I'm talking
such
to you.
A pragmatist. Ruin my day.
Carla, no more masks. We're going to be okay.
I didn't say that. I was saying I'm happy. I said give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. Celebrate these people when the time comes. Don't want to jump the gun, as Oscar said. I'm not saying put my mask away. I'm saying wear the mask. If anything, at my advanced age, I would say that I am truly thinking that I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that last bullet of last war guy. You know what I mean? I want to be
the Matt Elliott of COVID.
I want to have my mask on.
Yeah, of course.
He was cleaning up the landmines and one got him. Let me tell you, the war had ended 5 years ago.
That's right.
Oh my
World
God.
World War II yeah. casualty 1952.
There's a little virus. There's a little virus left on that golf ball. Oh my God.
You shouldn't have pulled the pin out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You know what? I think it is a. When the time, all right, so I will qualify it by saying when the time comes.
Right.
And I just,
there
do you
should
think
be
there's
a monument
chance?
To the science that went into this.
And we, should,
the
put it, we
Mall,
should put it up
on
in
the
U-
National Mall.
No, in Utah, in a mountain. And it should be a tall stainless steel monument. A
monolith?
Yes, exactly.
How dare you, Rob?
I think, really, that this could be, look, we all respond to. Our media, and you know, we've been so focused on the negative for a year, not only the virus but everything else in our society, mm-hmm. and our infighting and all of this. I hope that it's we've never had a year like this. We never will. Is there would I be being foolish to hope that this ushers in a new renaissance, that this ushers in perhaps a new age where we can highlight and spotlight and draw attention to these people that do this, and perhaps that will get the minds, the young minds in our society, more focused on not whether you can what you can run the 40 in, or what the influencers are saying, or what movie got the Academy Award, and maybe usher in a new era where people understand just how meaningful it is to people. And
I'm hopeful. I think that's a true possibility, because think about being 5 or 6 or 7 years old and you can't play with your friends. But these doctors have found a way for you to get out and hang out with them again, and how impactful that is.
Spectacular.
In your life.
And, everything points to this being a success story. Mm-hmm. And when the time comes, I'll revisit this, because it's going to be time to
salute to science, Mike.
Yeah,
a salute to science denied by so many people, and such a mistake to do that. It's science that's going to save us from this. It's smart people that are going to save us from this, and that makes me really happy.
Not weird science, true science.
No, not Val Kilmer science.
No,
that's what.
You're laborers, aren't you? Labor.
That's what you do. That's what you get for not having an education. I'm
Real
Jerry,
genius.
Whatever.
Real
this
genius.
Is everything. Real Genius.
That's yes. what it is.
By the way, yeah, the two movies came out right around the same period of time. Real Genius and Weird Science. Do not be confused. There's only one good one. The real good one is Real Genius. Weird Science is not as good as Real Genius.
You're right, but Weird Science has every damn night. Which is my favorite line from it. So okay. Based on that alone, it's worth
right.
watching.
Well, we've slid right back into our idiocy, and now yes. we can pursue it. Look, I'm not a smart man, but I can celebrate smart people, and yes. I can appreciate what they bring to the table.
Ever vigilant, right? Mike. Ever vigilant.
Yeah, I'm ever vigilant.
Cautiously okay. pumped.
All right. Well, you've depressed me. Let's start the show. God damn it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Christmas with Burr, Briar Butterfield.
I had my Christmas tree specially imported from Mexico. Oh, a present for me? I shouldn't have. Oh. To Brian from Brian. I bought myself this present with my eyes closed, so I genuinely don't know what it is. Oh, a pregnancy testing kit. Every year, I follow a recipe which has been handed down from Butterfield to Butterfield for over one generation. Grandma Butterfield's Christmas pizza. The whole of Christmas in one convenient dish. Turkey-flavored chicken. Belgian sprouts. Mince pies. Mini mince pies. Baby pork cylinders. Chocolate currency. Nutty nut-nuts. Non-calendar dates. Indigestion tablets. Varicose vein cheese. Orange fish flesh. Cloud nose fruit. Hibernian eggs. Bread and ham deltoids. Bonsai brandy bottle. And Christmas bonbonbon. Christmas.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, everybody. Happy Maddie's birthday to you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, also San Bernardino, California, Waves, North Carolina, Demorest, Georgia, Grafton, Virginia. That always said, they've got a lot of corruption in that town.
Yes.
Louisville, Kentucky, and Helsinki, Finland. Now, that sounds like where the scientists should be.
Hell yeah. For some reason.
But really, Helsinki, Mike, they're in Grafton.
Oh, by the way, and this might be worldwide as well. There might be scientists contributing to each other all over the world.
Agreed,
it might not just be
American. But not Canadians, I found out.
Biogen is in Germany.
Biogen is in Germany, so this is a worldwide effort.
Hi.
So, but I'm proud of the United States and their role in it. How do I qualify? Can I just get exuberant?
Yeah.
It's out of character, Mike.
Go America.
Our show is brought to you today by, I'm going to kill you.
Hooray for the
Legacy
USA.
Bonds. It is a safe and affordable, every day comes to work going, how can I diminish what he's saying? Anyway, Legacy Box is a safe and affordable way to digitally preserve all your home movies and photos that are currently trapped on dated formats like VHS or film. To say that we all love Legacy Box, I'm very excited today. I can't help. Got a good night's sleep. To say that we all love Legacy Box would be an understatement. It's got all the good stuff. You can take all your movies and your pictures, and the team at Legacy Box creates the digital archive by hand. Then you receive your new copies stored on the cloud, a thumb drive, or DVD, along with all the original media you sent them. Once you have these digital versions, you can relax knowing that they'll be secure for generations. It's fantastic. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we did. This is the best deal of the year. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. We've talked about Legacy Box for a long time. This is their best offer that I've told you about.
Mm-hmm.
This is Legacy Box. Take advantage of a limited time offer and get 60% off. This exclusive offer won't last long, so order a kit now and send it in whenever you're ready. It's a sale to remember. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 60% while supplies last.
You know, I actually put all of them on a thumb drive for me, and I love to occasionally put it in the computer and go back to Christmases when kids looked like they were excited to get presents.
Oh, that's sweet.
So when does that happen? When does it...
Hey, when do you lose the magic? You
know? The magic, yeah. I think it's... The teen years, you lose a little bit of when Robert...
Like 13?
Well, also, I think it's also the age we live in, because now it's a lot like, what would you like for Christmas? And Julia's, I sent you some links.
Oh.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And Robert says, you know, there's a sweatshirt I like I found, I sent you the link. And then it's really turning it into sort of a just a transaction. The gifting is not as much anymore.
That's sad. It's not like the wonder...
Yeah.
Which I still have with a 7-year-old in the house. But a lengthy discussion with my 7-year-old the other day about, I don't even know how to translate it. It was something about his teacher said everybody should have an elf for Christmas.
Oh, an elf, and elf son, on a shelf? Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but my son was all thrown off by it. It's a
Dad, I don't have an elf. I don't know what. I'll get clarity on it, but it was like.
I thought he had an elf on a shelf, no?
I don't know.
See, the elf on the shelf reports back to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
On the behavior.
Well, when did that become a thing? I didn't
like
have that growing up.
I'd say about 10 years ago.
Okay, yeah. 10 years ago. I don't know. Yeah. What, do you have
How
to have an
have
elf
you
on
been
a shelf?
Father?
I've been a father for a long time, but we didn't have the elf on a shelf for my older kids.
That was almost as good as cautious optimism.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, did Michael...
Mike, I don't want to diminish your optimism, but let me pour up.
Did Michael correct his countdown calendar yet?
Yes. Yeah, we're cool with that.
So he knows how many days until
there it
the
is. That's good. At least you didn't, you know, conjure.
23
days to fill the stocking. 23 days for Christmas.
Only got 23 more.
Only got 23 more.
Here he comes.
Only got 23.
Hi there. Time's a fleeting. Better get busy.
I believe his name is James Kirkpatrick, Mike.
That's the you found out the name of the narrator?
I found there is an old, they used to do color newsreels of like travelogues. It would be like, this is London. And it's James Kirkpatrick.
This is London.
And,
James Kirkpatrick.
And I think it's the same guy. It sounds very, very much like him. But I think that's probably one of his later projects.
Well, because, you know, you got 500 guys that sound like that.
That's true.
So
this is true.
It's pretty cool that you've tried to narrow it down, James Kirkpatrick.
I believe that's his name.
Have you heard other examples of his work? Is that why?
Well, yeah. Turner Classic Movies runs his travelogues in between the feature films.
And you can tell it's the guy?
Yeah, and I mean, when you see like 1940s footage of Washington, D.C., I'm in. I love
this
that.
This is Washington, D.C.
The Department of Labor employs over 250 people.
So you think it's Elf on a Shelf that he was talking about?
Probably.
I didn't know what the hell he was talking
about. How do you know about it, Rob? Because your kids are older.
Yeah, but I mean, it's sort of a social media thing. People post the Elf on the Shelf. And
so
it's
I have to move
How do you know about it, Oscar? Your kids haven't been born yet.
I have to move the Elf. When I go to my sister or brother's house for the holidays, depending on which year, I move the Elf on a Shelf when I arrive because...
Oh, that's right. That's another thing. You move him every night.
They move in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to a new location, and it's basically like Santa. The way my sister at least put it is, the elf is always watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch him because if you touch him, the magic wears off. And
hey, Carla,
I think
you
had
here?
One for some reason, Mike.
Are you here, Carla?
And the elf, he doesn't defecate, right?
No.
He can
hold it for like 15 days.
That's good.
He's good.
So you move him every night, and he reports back to the big man.
If you've been naughty, like basically he is a first lieutenant to Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find out if it's the elf on a shelf,
and it's
but
fun
I don't know.
Because you can put him on the tree, you can put him on the ceiling fan, you can put him on the proverbial shelf.
Well, then I messed up because my last words were, well, Michael, Santa's an elf. So there's your elf.
Jolly old elf.
That's true. Why are you looking down? I didn't know what to say to him. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I know he is on the cusp.
Did you then tell him that Jesus is in all of us?
No, but I did say that really more than anything, we celebrate Jesus' birthday.
But you've been saying
it's
this.
It's not all about the presents.
As long as I've known you, this is what you've said.
Yeah, and then you said,
remember during my internship? At WJFK, when you said, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun today on the show, but we must remember that Christmas is Jesus' birthday. That's what happens when you talk about Jesus.
I mentioned Jesus and my camera went blurry.
There's your mom being like, Michael.
Yeah. She's up there going that, looking down.
You take the extreme and say, Michael, look, when your teacher tells you about the Jehovah's Witness, then you're going to be happy for what we have.
No,
because they don't celebrate anything.
I want to make sure.
They celebrate each other.
Do Jehovah's Witnesses not celebrate Christmas?
Well, I had a friend growing up that, this is sad, we would bring him into my birthday party because he never had a birthday party. So my mom would somehow when she found out he doesn't have birthdays, she would make a cake for him as well during my birthdays because our birthdays were really close together for like 2 or 3 years. And he was the part of the Witness family.
Yeah. We
really
and Jibril was a Muslim and not a practicing Muslim, but that's what his lineage was. And we let him do Christmas at our house. We let him do Easter at our house because
there's
they didn't
no presents,
that.
Right? That's all. I'm almost positive there's no presents.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I'm looking it up right now. Do Jehovah's Witnesses celebrate? Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Christmas for various reasons that made little sense to my childhood I didn't want that.
No.
I want to know what the thing
once
is.
Once you've got one, now you've got an older, bitter
Respect
Jehovah's
all
Witness.
Creeds. Yeah.
That's right. So all I wanted was a flipping candy cane, and look at me now.
Right.
Probably a more peaceful upbringing, though. You can save a lot of money.
So why don't Jehovah's Witnesses celebrate? Here are the myths.
Okay.
Why don't Jehovah's Witnesses celebrate Christmas?
That's clarifying.
The myth. The reason why Jehovah's Witnesses do not celebrate Christmas is that they do not believe in Jesus. That is a myth. The fact is, we are Christians. We believe that salvation comes only through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Myth. Right. You divide families by teaching. I don't want all the myth. You can't. There's an example of the internet. I just want to know why they don't celebrate
right.
it. You know, the fact is we care deeply about families. Jesus commanded that we commemorate his death, not his birth. That's Luke 22:19-20.
Oh, man, it's a great passage.
Yeah, but
Jesus,
Luke 2 is even better.
Apostles and early disciples did not celebrate Christmas. Well, that's because it would have been Jesus' birthday. They just had a happy birthday and got like a sheet cake.
Yeah, and there was celery root.
Costco, yeah,
there
exactly.
was celery root, right. and no, his friend John made him some celery root.
There is no proof that Jesus was born on December 25th. That's another
this
reason.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His birthday is not. We believe that Christmas is not approved by God because it's rooted in pagan customs and rites. There it
Snap.
Is.
All right, there
Snap.
You go.
See, I got you the answer.
Thank
I got you the answer about that. But the teacher said something, and I probably misinformed. He is at that level now, I believe, where some kids in his class are doing the Santa's not real, and we're keeping
BS.
That alive. And, that's a kid. Kids do that. That's how you find out, because kids will start saying, there's no Santa Claus, and then you find out
and they
there
start
isn't.
And crying, and they're like,
yeah.
oh,
how
no.
far do you do a, how far is your presentation for him for, like, the night of? What do you do? Do you put out cookies and milk?
The Rockettes come in, Rob. The presentation's spectacular. We have to. It's fantastic. We have Tony Bennett. Yeah.
Be aware.
Thank you, little Michael. Hey, Merry Christmas. Yes.
Briefly, be aware. Cautionary tale. Last year, the Elf on the Shelf, the spectacle, the miracle, was ruined by the Ring doorbell, which is great for safety.
But oh,
if you hide it in the front bush, the Elf on the Shelf, you decide to go outside in California or Florida.
Somebody will see the video.
And my niece saw the video. It's like, what's going
T.O.
on?
T.O. Oscar's moving the Elf on a Shelf. Oh, my God.
And Oscar stole a present.
I'll have a very interesting... we'll get back to Thanksgiving one last time.
Good.
We're going to button up some Thanksgiving stuff, and including a very odd call from my sister when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. I haven't followed up either because I'm a monster. We'll be right back.
You all, I swear to God.
F***ing menus.
I am freaking out.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I want somebody who uses f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record. And I gotta talk about a f***ing dog dying.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the title?
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, honey. I don't even know why you're tripping with so many ways to chill and enjoy your favorite podcast. The Mike O'Meara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and even on Stitcher and Spotify. Subscribe on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode and you can relax.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Cold weather. 46 degrees down here in West South Florida.
God,
today.
We're about the same then.
Fall is here. The foliage is breathtaking. Is the foliage still on the trees where you are, or
yes.
has it begun to fall?
It has started to fall, but some
ground.
Of it is still beautiful.
Chilly Willy.
You go up and down Route 7, a gorgeous ride.
I love Solo Stove. Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. Solo Stove does it. We all got them. We all love them. Solo Stove creates the moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. There's so little smoke, you're going to wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, you don't get the campfire smell on your clothes and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. You can dump it right in the neighbor's yard. No, that's not. I didn't say that. They would not approve of that at Solo Stove.
No,
that's terrible.
No.
It's easy to light. It's totally portable. And Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. I love the portability of it. You
that's
can carry
so great.
It anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We set it up and we used it. It's fantastic. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. All right, before we get to the Rob and Mike, what we agree on about being in the kitchen during Thanksgiving, I didn't mention this. I don't want to appear cold, but The phone call I got from my sister on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Was Happy Thanksgiving. And I saw I missed it in the morning because I was playing golf with my daughter's boyfriend early, before 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. You actually golfed on Thanksgiving Day.
I did.
That's sweet.
That's crazy.
Did. Yeah. Did he, he must have appreciated it.
Yes, I did.
He must.
What does that mean? What? No, he did? Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
No, it's like, I hope it's something. I hope they come down every Thanksgiving. They're a lot of fun. And so I got back and I see I missed a call, early morning call from my sister. And then I forgot about that. And then she calls back midday and she says, Happy Thanksgiving. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving. Just wanted to check. Hold on a second. I've got to call you back. There's some COVID thing with a housekeeper at your nephew's house. Click. And that was it. And then I never heard back from her.
And you haven't followed up?
No, I haven't. No. I haven't yet. I haven't found that. It's not like something happened immediately. You know what I mean?
Well, it was urgent enough to hang up.
Let me ask you a question. Is it because your sister does this to you on a regular basis outside of the COVID world where it's always something and goodbye?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I get that.
And thank you. Thank you for identifying that.
My sister does that to me all the time. And I'm like, okay.
No.
So to be clear, you called her back midday or she called you midday?
I'm going to get in trouble when I say this.
All right.
I'm going to get in trouble, but I don't care.
That's all right.
All right. It is a perception. It is my perception. This might be my own paranoia that there are certain individuals that feel as though this virus, and I know other people around the country can empathize with this, that certain people perceive the virus as it applies to them and there's no one else involved in it. And there was a look. I'm sorry. I'm identifying
point,
what it is.
Is this point germane to your story, or is it just
perhaps
an independent point
that no one else is exposed to the virus except this one family
and the housekeeper?
You know what I mean? That no one else cares.
The
you know?
Housekeeper.
You do have a more cavalier outlook on it, though. Like
you are bad. What does that mean? I don't. What do you mean, cavalier?
You left the warm bosom of Maine because you hate cold weather and you hate your family. That's literally like you left them for a COVID infestation.
Oscar, weather had nothing to do with it, and you know that.
That's not why I left. I don't want to. All right, I have to respond to that, and we have to take. I want to catch up to the show. I want to gather my thoughts as he's doing it again. Oscar took his needle mic pills today.
He really did.
You're deliberately upsetting me in front of a reporter, and it's delicate. It's delicate. It's more complicated.
I know why you left Maine.
Why I? We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hello, I'm here to talk to you about the Oscar Santana National School of Broadcasting. We here at Oscars NSOB are always looking for ways to help young broadcasters make their way in the cutthroat world of podcasting.
Clever.
Today, we're showcasing one of our favorite broadcasting tools, the verbal crutch.
Now, just for context, we really have to take it to full context. You have zero context, just a little context, just some context. I had no context. It's separate, different context.
As you can see, a successful broadcaster needs to be able to talk, but no one said anything about speaking. For more information on Oscars and SOB, look for our ads at MikeOMaraShow.com, and remember the school motto,
if I can get on the radio, anything's possible.
So true.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, that was all right. It's that time of year again. Do you want a perfect gift idea for a limited time? TMOS listeners, I meant to bring it in, the Harry's gift set.
It's gorgeous.
TMOS listeners can get $5 off a holiday shave set by heading to harrys.com/TMOS. Here's what's great about Harry's. I will tell you, I've used the product forever. The beautiful blades were gliding across my face not 3 hours ago. I'm blessed to have them as a client for the show.
Oh my God, they're a spectacular client.
They really are. They're not only a real great partner of this show and have been for a number of years now, we're very glad to have them, and we love it. And it's great to use something every single day that you love. Harry's has it. If you want to change the way you shave, use Harry's. It's a practical gift, and now they've got this wonderful gift set. It's a holiday shave set. You can get $5 off by going to harrys.com/TMOS. They're backed by a 100% quality guarantee. It's nothing for them to do that because the product is so good.
Yeah.
And the gift keeps on giving. Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so you'll save money over time. You can even make it personal by engraving the razor handle. Their razor handles are ergonomically beautiful.
The best.
They're fantastic. This holiday season, new customers can get $5 off plus free shipping on any Harry's limited edition holiday shave set when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. The sets come with a weighted handle, 3 razor cartridges, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Don't give an ugly tie this year. Delight the guys in your life with Harry's. To claim, you know, I'm going to do it for the boyfriend. I'm going to do it for the boyfriend. To claim your $5 off plus free shipping, go to harrys.com/TMOS. All right, getting back to what Oscar said. All right. How do I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I really don't. But with that reaction, it was just like, I'm not going to follow up. The sense that we got back in the, why are you playing this music?
Because it's Thanksgiving music and it's lovely.
It was off the phone. Somebody had a housekeeper that had COVID and off to her kids again. She prioritizes her kids, and that's fine. I'm just her brother.
It's hard
to
empathize with housekeeper.
Yeah, because this means not only the danger of sickness, but also who's going to sweep.
No, there's a sense I got from that family that none of the rest of us were bright enough
do that.
But so when Oscar said I had a cavalier attitude, you know, you kind of echo that New England thing where, like, your family are the only people that take this seriously. I get that. Yeah. But the sense I get is that, yeah, maybe that's how I'm perceived. That we lumber up to Maine and beware of us.
From away.
Because we're stupid and we're not caring about the virus as much as other people. I get that. Because, by the way, I always talk about risk mitigation. There are probably things that I've done that I could do better when it comes to managing my risk. You know,
but you don't want to change the quality of life either, because that could kill you.
You took every precaution. You tested.
We were super careful on the way up. Exactly. And on the way back.
But there is a stigma with Florida. So just like there's a stigma with Los Angeles. The way that your sister probably feels about your attitude about COVID is probably the same way I feel about my sister, who's in Los Angeles, where she's beating the drum for us to go out to Los Angeles. It's not going to happen for the holidays.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, it's nice. You got a bunch of outdoor space. You get to see your neighbors. God bless you. We live in the city. It's terrible.
Can I be honest with you? Yeah. Up there, when we were up in Maine, there were a lot of people that were kind of freaked out. But then within their own little circle, all bets were off.
The bubble.
They were perfect, and and it doesn't work that way.
No.
Because everybody goes to the grocery store. Everybody drives around a lot. And I got that. And Carla and I, let's be honest, were a little put off by that.
Ostracized.
Because I don't think we were ostracized.
Oscar-sized.
There was a perception of that. And so what that has dovetailed into, and I won't bore you with all of the real details
this is awesome. There were conversations
along the way. Well, they ought to come over and say hi when they're down here. Well, they're pretty freaked out about COVID. I said, okay, so I guess the fucking airplane's fine, but coming across my threshold of my home door is very scary, because stupid brother. So when I got the Thanksgiving call that said, oh, COVID, something COVID, it was so quick, she was on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, bye. Yeah. See you later. I'll call back. No call back. Maybe I got a call back. I don't know.
I take back everything I just said. That was good for the radio. You should not feel guilty. She got off the phone with you, and this comes off decades. And I said this earlier. My sister will call me, and she's like, do you have time to talk? And I'll say, I do have time to talk. Mm-hmm. And 3 minutes in, I'm sorry, I got to go, but gone. I was like, well, that's
okay.
It.
Yeah. Little brother syndrome.
There are people
operate on their
schedule. The combination
of things was just like, it was a little abrupt, and it was a little, and I still don't know what the deal. I don't want to be a monster, but I'm going to be a monster.
Okay.
I didn't get a follow-up call. I didn't call and I didn't check in because, I'm not that concerned about it. I'm not. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Simply because I'm sure protocols will be taken. Everybody's young. You don't have to worry, except for my sister and brother-in-law, and they weren't directly affected.
Well, isn't the policy in Maine that when you test positive, they put you down?
They're not in Maine. Yes, they were in Maine. Yeah, they were in Maine.
They put you down, don't they? They just put them down, no, like a sick horse.
They kick them
yes,
off.
Yes, that's right. You're put to sleep.
That's right.
Like a dog. That's what it is.
They move you to the hospice next to Hannaford's.
That's right. That's what it is. But I'm sorry. I have to sometimes purge myself. I got a good night's sleep. I'm filled with energy, and I need to do this. Now, to move on, let's just erase that. Forget.
Yes.
By the way, listeners, forget you even heard
Strike that,
that
from right? the record.
That's right. It doesn't
I love
exist.
My family. I do. I love my family.
You do.
I love my family. Mm. I do. As far as the kitchen
Mike,
is concerned.
Mike, we're always going to be the dirty little brother.
Yep.
I think that's what it is. The dirty yeah. little brother. Thank you very much. That's really what it is. It's like, hey, how you doing? So how's that? I got to go. Sorry, COVID. Yeah. Yeah. I know you don't understand about it. Dude, it's right. I'm just down here licking doorknobs.
It's a physical manifestation of being sat at a smaller table. And look what happens. Even when they put you at the head of the table in your own home, they still make you get the plaque.
The best for my sister, and I mentioned this briefly on, maybe it was on or off there, I don't remember. When she called us a day before Thanksgiving from Palm Springs, and she said, can you see the view? And I'm rotting in my, and look, this is my choice. I decided to buy the house.
Right? I mean, if there wasn't COVID, you would have been
great,
there.
Great. I'm fine. But I'm not a jealous. I celebrate other people's good fortune.
You do.
I do. And you also, it should be pointed out, because I will be kind to you, as you have been unkind to me on this show. I will tell you this. You are the one that gives a serious rat's ass about the health of your mama.
Yes.
That's
yes,
what it is.
Yes, yes.
Taking care of her.
Kind of why. You're not really, you know, you and Shannon... Physically fit, really not that, you know, you could weather the storm, you know that, but you don't want to pass it along to your mother. That would be the tragedy.
So she's doing the panoramic bit that people like to do. Like, do you see the sunset at this Palm Springs resort? And I'm sitting there and I look back at Shannon and I look back at the phone because I'm looking at the sunset. And I was like, looks great. You're breaking up. She wasn't breaking up. I just didn't want to deal with the sunset via FaceTime.
Tell me they don't have a place there too, do they?
No.
They have a place now. They have a vacation. They will.
They just went to vacation, right? I don't begrudge them from doing that. But
right.
like, come on, like read the room.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. It's beautiful.
I've never
place.
Been. I drove by one time.
It's a dry
heat. I went to Palm Springs one time. It was the last resort I ever went to, though.
Is that where the Betty Ford Clinic is?
Well, they got Betty Ford Clinics all over the place.
But the Triple OG?
That was the last time I went to an actual golf, like, vacation resort place that I stayed at.
Didn't you do a weekend at Goose Creek?
He went to Coachella. It was like 3 years ago.
No, I went out to play golf, and then it was a couple of marriages ago, and I went out there, and I remember going, everybody was so nice. Boy, it's just so beautiful. A little fireplace, and such a great, you want to get a massage? Okay, no problem with that. This dinner is really, and then I got the bill at the end of the week, and I was just like, no! No! Rob, we're going to have to talk about... Thanksgiving dinner and stay out of the kitchen tomorrow.
All right.
We're just going to have to do that because it applies to other holidays.
Well, maybe in the 24 hours that pass, Carrie will learn how to cook.
Yeah. But, you know, even if you're not cooking, doesn't mean you can't stand right next to the stove with a drink in your hand. La, 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 la. There's a tease. We'll come back with the news you may not need. Very interesting news you may not need today. I don't say that very often because mostly I find it boring. We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Take a moment to mourn the many legends that we lost this past year.
Blocked Island. No, it's not the home of a swanky resort. It's a place of shame and isolation from TMOS. You see, Mike, Rob, and Oscar are doing important work each and every day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Work that keeps America laughing. And then here you come with your petty complaints and criticism. Blocked Island exists to remind you that your opinions are meaningless and hurtful. So keep listening and enjoying TMOS every day. And if there is ever anything that doesn't tickle your funny bone or offends you, know your role, stay in your lane, and shut the fuck up. God bless you. Did you ever
know that Thank you. You're my Beautiful. Hero. Beautiful sentiment. That's very, very exciting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by My Bookie. I love My Bookie. I've told you about that forever. And Ladies and gentlemen, my New York Giants, sorry to the Washington football team, happen to be in first place in the NFC East. And
Big Blue.
I'll be having a MyBookie weekend. You know, it's going to be a challenge for them this weekend, but I'm excited. Yes, Oscar Santana.
MyBookie tonight, Wednesday, if you're listening to this day of broadcast, first time ever, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've got a big game, Ravens-Steelers. The idea that COVID has pushed back the schedule in this manner. Look, it's kind of weird, but what's been not weird these days in sports?
There's only been one Wednesday football game since 1942.
And what a game it is.
Crazy game.
I mean, Ravens-Steelers, not only a rivalry, but two good football teams.
Yes.
It's going to be fun to watch. MyBookie, if you're a first-timer, you've been playing for years, it doesn't matter. You're going to love MyBookie. If you can imagine it, you can bet on it. And don't miss their huge casino platform. I love. You get access to all the classic table, slot, and card games. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. Make the smart play and sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. The terms are simple. You make your deposit, use the code, and you get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything in the sports book. If you've been on the fence about trying your hand at betting, this is a great way to do it. Officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. Thank you, MyBookie.
News.
Elf on a Shelf.
Boo. Do you remember Juno, that movie from a few years back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great film.
With that wonderful actress, Ellen Page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ellen Page from Juno and the Umbrella Academy came out as trans yesterday and is now Elliot Page.
Elliot.
In a statement, Elliot said, quote, "Hi, friends. I want to share with you that I am trans. My pronouns are he, they, and my name is Elliot. I feel lucky to be writing this, to be here, to have arrived at this place in my life. I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self. I've been endlessly inspired by so many in the trans community." He also asked for patience because, quote, "My joy is real, but it is also fragile." He added, quote, "The more I hold myself close and fully embrace who I am, the more I dream, the more my heart grows, and the more I thrive. To all the trans people who deal with harassment, self-loathing, abuse, and the threat of violence every day, I see you, I love you, and I will do everything I can to change this world for the better." By the way, there will be no change to Elliot's Umbrella Academy character, a cisgender woman named Vanya, who uses sound waves to send out bursts of energy. Netflix is also updating Page's name to Ellen, from Ellen to Elliot Page across the platform. And this is a,
Bravo.
You know, this dovetails into the me thing, you know. Might not be something that you get your head around, doesn't matter. That's a human being.
Yep.
Treat everybody as you would like to be treated. I've always
said that. Is anyone that can put out a press release to describe how one movement can turn them to joyful? I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And a very articulate, and I love
Wonderful.
What she had to say.
Wonderful.
Spotify released a list of 2020's most streamed content. Bad Bunny was the most streamed musical act. Blinding Lights by The Weeknd was the most streamed song, and the biggest podcast.
Oh, let me get a tally here. We get it?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you.
Yes.
Joe Rogan.
Oh.
The Joe Rogan Experience. The best audience. The Joe Rogan Experience. What was the biggest one? The best audience for podcasts, says here, was the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
Best live show podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. Best listener interaction with an audience, the Mike O'Mara Show. And highest IQ listeners, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow.
Outside of the biggest, a clean
Love
sweep.
It.
Very
Love
successful.
It.
It's sad
Love
that
it.
Best Audio Vault went to Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Remember when I was getting mad at Joe Rogan a few years back, and everybody's like, "Oh, don't do that, Okay, have Alex Jones on for another 2.5 hours, America. Enjoy that. Enjoy that crap. Thank you very much. Yeah, you have a good point. You have a good point. I know he's popular. I know he's got more money than Jesus now, but it pisses me off sometimes, and it does. That's the way I really feel. Now, send me your emails, okay? Podcast connoisseurs, thank you very much. There,
so,
I said it.
Mike, now that we're here sort of quarantined in Podcast Village in Wisconsin Avenue, I stay in a studio and Pony stays in a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to confer, we put on masks and we stay 6 feet apart. But what Pony does with his door shut, he listens to a podcast that just makes fun of Alex Jones. And then sometimes he will actually cross the threshold down the hall, knock on my door. I mask up. He comes in. He says, listen to what Alex Jones said. I said, I don't want to hear this.
Pony, if you're there, you got to plug it. What is it? I'll give it a plug. That's funny to me.
It's that called really... Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight.
And I mean, are they exclusive to Alex Jones?
Pretty much. Occasionally, they'll do other crackpots, but it's almost always Alex Jones.
Crackpots.
That's and is it hysterically funny?
It is absolutely hysterical.
He did the one clip that Pony did that impressed
now,
me.
Now, why did you say, man, Oscar? Why did you say? Have you heard
I
it?
Have been. Look, they're funny. They're great. Pony laughs at a lot of things.
He does.
But he's got a good sense of humor.
There are days where I'm like, oh, that was funny. But there are sometimes when he's guffawing and I can hear it through the doors because he's so loud. I'll run in and be like, what was that? And he'll play it and I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, the hardest I ever heard him laugh is when he was listening to Serial. It was weird.
I'm with Team Pony on that. I'd probably laugh at it too. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's possible that we could be selling out sporting events within 9 months. He says, quote, we're going to be vaccinating the highest priority people from the end of December through January, February, and March. By the time you get to the general public who don't have any underlying conditions, that's going to be starting at the end of April, May, and June. Oh, this is more of that hope. And,
I love it.
You know, I'm grabbing onto it. So it probably will be well into the end of summer before you can really feel comfortable with full sports stadiums if a lot of people get vaccinated. On one hand, that's a bit depressing. This is sort of a best case scenario, assuming everything goes well with the vaccines. But remember, selling out large venues is one of the last things we'll do on our journey back to normalcy. So I'll take it. Quick, I think it's hopeful.
Quick, I guess, hypothetical. The airlines were toying with an option of one or two or maybe a blanket airline, a vaccine passport. So if you have a vaccine, you're just able to fly.
Right.
To actually give a little more confidence within the safety of flights.
Right.
And I thought that was pretty brilliant if someone was willing to pay a premium for that. Mm-hmm. But the idea that enough people will have the vaccine, especially, I guess, in January or even now, if they were going to do that, it's short-sighted. But it is, well, I guess what I'm looking forward to is a time maybe even in June where, like, we will have confidence to travel the way we used to travel because there could be an option for that because enough people will have it.
Yeah.
So you think you'll be able to buy it? You know,
I think there will be competition, and it depends if different airlines decide to, just like right now, some airlines decide all mask policy, no mask policy depending on which airline you fly. Like, they can't make you wear a mask, and some people say you have to wear a mask if you fly. I think there will probably be an airline or two that said, yeah, if you got the vaccine, you have the vaccine passport.
There's going to be a lot of that. It's going to be an interesting 6 to 9 months.
What's going to happen is there's going to be a sign at the airport for Southwest and it says, if you're sick, stand here. And if you're not sick, stand here.
Thank you very much. A little tribute to that. They're pouring in here every day. And then
I have COVID and I'm number 23.
Or you can go up the road and fly Allegiant.
That's great airplane.
So you're in group B.
The people behind Reynolds Wrap. This is exciting.
Yes.
They're holding a contest right now where you can submit your original cookie recipe that uses a, quote, unexpected or wacky ingredient. And if your recipe gets picked, you'll get $5,000. And you know they'll also share it with the world. Okay, weirdos, time to break out those human blood sugar cookies.
Oh, God.
Yum, yum. These are delicious. Thank you very much.
Mack's celery root macaroons?
Happy birthday, Maddie. A far-right anti-LGBTQ representative of the European Parliament from Hungary was busted participating in a massive gay orgy with 24 other dudes in Belgium on Friday night when cops broke it up for violating coronavirus protocols.
Right.
Yay. They don't give the guy's name, but he tried to escape through a window, just like wrong Missy.
Is that code when he escapes through a window?
Oh, God. He hurt himself. Hold on a
second.
You
have tape of that?
Yeah, we have tape of that right now. This is him coming out of the window.
No. Turn that alarm off.
Thank Arrest you. That man. The guy tried to escape through a window and fell. He tried to pull the diplomatic immunity card, but that got shot down too. He's resigned from his position. Isn't it great when you're out there just trumpeting how you hate people, and then you're one of those people you're saying you hate? It's very, very dishonest. Yeah, yes, sir. Now we're not going to have.
I've always found that gay orgies always have unexpected twists.
Yes. And now, thank you, Rob. And now a little something, something. Yes. A Minnesota woman who has been feeding the squirrels outside her home shared a video of one of the animals acting drunk after eating an apparently fermented pear. The woman said she saw a squirrel she nicknamed Lil Red take the pear and run up a tree.
Lil Red.
She said... Lil Red. Hi, everybody. Finally tonight on Eyewitness News. She said the squirrel reappeared about an hour later and was noticeably off balance. She captured video. I saw the video. It was that squirrel was wasted.
Okay.
The animal apparently appears to be falling over a couple, almost, and then catching itself.
Good.
This lady said she was concerned about Lil Red's health.
Lil Red.
But he seemed okay the following morning. In the morning, this is her quote, "In the morning, he came back for his little hangover breakfast, and he's been fine ever since." Aww. That's what the lady said that feeds the squirrels. Lil Red has now moved to the lobby bar at the downtown Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you in a year. There's it's blurry again. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio belt right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's Things. And now,
Larry.
Here's Larry.
Whatever happened to Adam Sandler? I don't play the trumpet so good anymore. I miss the buffet dining experience so bad. My COVID mask smells like coffee and cheese. The TMOS shopping center is Target and Walmart. MichaelMarishow.com. If you shop there, you help. Okay? Buy things because it's good. Oof. What an emotional week.
Thank you, Larry. Oh, I love the way you're doing, Larry, now. Little quick hits.
Just little beautiful. Ones. Little ones.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Are you ready for the holidays? Have you jingled your bells? Have you nogged your eggs? Have you candied your canes? Did you Frasier your fur? Did you get your glass balls blown?
What?
There's so much to remember. Luckily, one thing is hard to forget. A Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription. What a wondrous gift. So funny, your blue spruce won't be blue any longer. Remember, when you give the gift of the TMOS bonus show, you share laughter all year long. No sh- It's a gift that's perfect for everyone on your list, even yourself. You go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and Jiminy Christmas. Every bonus show ever at your fingertips. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 Oscar.
The bonus show, now and forever, your Christmas passport to the Yuletide Asport. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. We three kings of Orient are trying to smoke a rubber cigar. It was loaded and exploded, blowing us all afar.
Teach that to Michael. I bet
nice
he loves
tune.
It.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Michael liked that one.
Well, he loved the little joke we played today. I'll tell you about that tomorrow.
Can't wait.
But now let's open up the audio vault and bring in Rob Spiewak and very, very interesting sounds.
That's the new name of it?
It's time for interesting sounds.
I love it. This is a tape that I'm going to send to you, Mike, because I think it's going to come in handy. Merriam-Webster and Dictionary.com have named the word of the year, the word of 2020. And I don't think it's a surprise, but I do like that in their press release, they sent a pronouncer. So if you want to know how to say it, this is how to say it.
Pandemic.
Wow. I knew it was I thought it would be that or
of
COVID.
Course. Yeah. But-
yeah.
Pandemic.
How do I say pandemic?
Pandemic.
It, no, it's pandemic.
Pandemic.
That's right. Pandemic.
All right. Pandemic. Well, all right. I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't know much about that. Interesting sounds continue, Mike. In Project Runway, do you watch the show?
Oh, you know what? I don't.
I don't know. I guess Maddie of all of us would be the one that might watch it. Do you watch Project Runway?
I used to. I haven't in years.
In 2019, this was circulating on Twitter yesterday. There was a contestant that did an outfit. It was all plaid with a mask, a facial mask like you see nowadays. But do you know what the contestant's name was?
What?
It was spelled with a K, but his name was COVID. And in 2019, really? He designed an outfit with a mask.
COVID's look.
Do you mind putting your mask back on?
Thank you.
I had not noticed COVID's detail, this 3D appliqué.
Were they recording that in someone's toilet?
No, because it was a viral thing. Someone actually just taped it off their TV.
Oh,
so,
what, did he change his name to COVID because of the
show? No, because this was prior
to the pandemic.
This was prior to the
pandemic.
And so it was just a weird coincidence. I thought it was nutty. Black Friday, of course, people, even in this weird age of the
pandemic,
were still lining up to buy stuff. And in a California Best Buy, a guy got in line to buy the PlayStation 5. And the fact that he was there for 3 days is not my favorite part of this story.
First in line. What time did you get here?
Wednesday night at like 8 o'clock.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The console itself is already good enough, and now I get to be on the news. That's even better.
Two people in front of me, both their cards declined. Just got the Xbox.
So, the two people in front of them waited for 3 days and their card was declined. That's my favorite part.
That is the favorite part. That's fantastic.
And he went on to say he had no intention of playing the game. He just wanted to sell it.
Oh, come on.
I'm sure he's a big fan of science.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Pandemic.
You know what's coming back for the first time since 2012?
What's that?
What?
The nationwide sales of a product I do not like, the McRib. The McRib.
Oh, it's out?
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue. A big sack of McDonald's McRib sandwich.
My McDonald's app.
Grilled pork and that sassy sauce. Tempting, huh? Like a barbecue in a bun without the bones.
I remember
having one. It's not grilled pork, though. I mean, right? It's not a rib meat. It's processed pork, right?
Mike, I've got a pretty low bar about what I'll eat as far as quality of food. And I have had a McRib. And to me, it really tasted like it was made of rubber.
A daily deal. Buy one McRib, get one free off the wrap.
It's not like they take the ribs and scoop off meat and put it in the sandwich.
No, it's molded.
It is molded.
They're not real ribs.
No.
They're not real ribs. No, That's all you need to know. By the way, I've had one. I remember when they first came out, and it was tasty.
I'm okay with them not being real ribs.
But the texture of the meat is so contrary to life.
Hey, hold on a second. This will be something you hear throughout the year. Yeah. Hey, diabetics. There is a sugar-free barbecue sauce. I want to get them as a client. They're that good.
What's the name?
I got it at the grocery store. It's in the refrigerator. I will bring it on the show, and I will tell you. It tastes like, without sugar, it tastes just like my favorite barbecue
sauce. So it's a proper red barbecue sauce, not like a vinegar and mustard
absolutely
one.
Absolutely fantastic. Wow, that's awesome.
Cool.
It's delicious.
Speaking of which, let's close with this. In Australia, this was making the rounds on social media yesterday, a politician did a press release, sort of a media event, where he was talking about how the party in power was not treating the waterways right. And as an example, he held up a big dead fish. I'm guessing the fish was probably maybe 18 inches to 20 inches, a pretty big fish. But it had been dead for a while, and it smelled very bad. And this press conference didn't go well. He had to excuse himself.
This is what you get when you leave the National Party in charge of water. Dead fish, a massive stink. Oh, sorry, I'm going to stop.
And effectively, it runs into the billions of fish. At the moment, numbers are saying hundreds of thousands to millions.
I feel sorry for Jeremy, I tell you. Poor bastard. I hope he survives.
Hope he survives. The thing is that the dead fish are bad in the water, but what Jeremy did is almost as bad.
I know. It's like, you got to play that a second time. So this is his buddy that's barfing next to him?
There was three guys there. And the politician was the guy that held up the fish. And actually, when he started to retch, he left camera, but he was, of course, wearing a microphone.
Now, so the guy holding up the fish retches, or the guy next to him retches?
The guy holding the fish retches, and he's got the...
And hands the fish to another guy?
No, walks off camera with the fish.
Yeah, play it again.
This is Go what ahead. You get when you leave the National Party in charge of water. Dead fish, a massive stink. Oh, sorry, I'm going to stop.
And effectively, it runs into the billions of fish. At the moment, numbers are saying hundreds of thousands to millions.
I feel sorry for Jeremy, I tell you.
No!
Poor bastard. I hope he survives.
Pandemic.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday.
Send me that pandemic sound, Rob. That's great. I love that. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another brand new show tomorrow, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Pandemic.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
It's Dungeon. They pack your things. They're loading your car.
Bye.